Parshas Yisro is the ultimate of Jewish history, the ultimate of world history, the most significant event in all of since creation, I guess, and henceforward, of course, because at Har Sinai, in front of millions of eyewitnesses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. He identified himself, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim, that did all the miracles. And now I am telling you why. Lo yelecho elohim acherim, lo yisas elecho pesel, the aseres hadibrois, including in that, kol haTorah kula. Then not only at Har Sinai did they hear Hashem speak directly to them, so they had millions of eyewitnesses to the Dvar Hashem, but they even heard Hashem appointing Moshe Rabbeinu, in Enochi bo elecho ba'ave onon, ba'avur yishma ha'om bedabri imoch, ve'gam b'cho yaminu lo'olam. They will believe in you and in those that you pass the Torah on to forever because of the fact that they heard me appoint you directly as my teacher. This event is not shaykh. This event is the central event in Klal Yisrael's lives. And this, Chazal say, is the reason that so many are jealous. Mi Sinai yotzo sino le'olam. From Sinai went out hatred to the world because of the fact that Klal Yisrael was so privileged. But the privilege was really far beyond what appears on the surface. Because the truth of the matter is that no one can be happy unless they feel good about themselves. And no one can really feel good about themselves unless they have a purpose and unless they that purpose suits their greatness and unless they know that that is the true purpose for which they were created. And the only way to know that is in a revelation by the Creator. And the Creator did us such a chesed that He gave us this Torah, which is the purpose of creation, which tells us our purpose, how to live and why we're here and what we're supposed to do to live in this creation, gives us the ultimate source of feeling good about ourselves, validation, and being happy. And He did it in a way that it was incontrovertible. Public revelation in front of millions of eyewitnesses, recording it in a document. Public revelation of Moshe Rabbeinu as the official teacher, which means that not only what we heard from Hashem, but everything that Moshe Rabbeinu taught was sanctioned publicly, because he was appointed publicly in front of the earshot of the whole Klal Yisrael as the Novi Hashem, as the teacher, and therefore we can rely on every word that he says. The written word was dictated verbatim from Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, written down in a Sefer Torah, of which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 12 copies to give to each Shevet, one to keep in the Oroin, word for word. The Torah Shebaal Peh that Hashem taught to Moshe Rabbeinu was also passed down from generation to generation. So this was an amazing event, and the way it was done in a way that doesn't leave room for any doubt as to what our purpose is, and therefore presents the ultimate sense of happiness and fulfillment to the Jew in this world. And I dare say that that's why so many out there are jealous. This great event happened in the merit of something special. And here's where we say it every day, and I just thought we should pay some extra attention to it. If you look in the davening, in the Birchas Kriyashma, Avo Rabo Ahavtonu Hashem Elokeinu, you loved us with this abundant love, or some people say Ahava Soilom, Chem Lo Gedoylo Viseiro Chomalto Aleinu, you had great rachmonis on us, Gedoylo Viseiro, great and abundant and more, you had rachmonis on us. What happened? Ovinu Malkeinu. We're asking Hashem now, our Father, our King, Bavur Avoiseinu Shebotchu Vecho, in the merit of the Ovois who trusted you, Vatalamdeim Chukechaim, and because of that you taught them the laws of life, Kein Techoneinu Uslamdeinu. So you should have chanina, that means give us a matnas chinam, and to teach us. Herein we ask Hashem to teach us the Torah and guide us to develop and to grow and to understand it, and to further enhance that sense of knowing our purpose in life and living up to that purpose. Bavur avoseinu shebotchu v'cho, because they trusted in you, v'atalamdem chukei chayim, and you taught them the chukei chayim, so you should do in their merit, teach us chukei chayim. Of course, to them, you gave the chukei chayim. To us, we ask that you gave it to us already, but you should allow us to understand it and to learn it and to teach it to us. And continue to give us and to deepen us and develop us in that wisdom. But it says, seems to say over here that why did he teach them chukei chayim? Bavur avoseinu shebotchu b'cho. They trusted you in the schus of their bitochen in Hashem. That seems to be, according to this nusach that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were mesader, seems to be the schus with which they were entitled to Hashem to teach them the Torah, and that was because bavur shebotchu b'cho, they trusted in you. So we see the koyach of bitochen, all this that they were zeiche, and we actually asked to be zeiche also in the merit of what? Of they trusted in Hashem. So the power of trust is so phenomenal that it seems from here that it brought about the ultimate brocha in creation, the ultimate event of creation, the ultimate revelation in creation, the ultimate sense of meaning and purpose in life, which can enhance our lives and give us such a sense of fulfillment and happiness, knowing our purpose, our true purpose, was all in the merit of the bitochin that they showed in Hashem. What was this bitochin? Where did they show this bitochin? How did they demonstrate this bitochin? So there, Meforshim say two separate things, which we may have guessed on our own. One thing they say is because of Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma is the greatest expression of bitochin. We will do, and then we'll find out what it is that you want us to do. We make a commitment to do even before we know what we're committing ourselves to, which means that they had such a level of trust in Hashem. They saw so much chesed in Mitzrayim. They saw so much chesed on the Yam Suf. They saw such a revelation of Hashem in His greatness and in His chesed that they trusted Him, and whatever you tell us to do, we're ready to do. Nase koidem lenishma, we commit to do. And now, after we've committed to do, pray tell, please tell us what it is you want us to do. So in that schus of that outstanding level of bitochin that they had in Hashem, it's in that schus that they merited the Kabbalas HaTorah. So if the schus of bitochin can entitle us to Kabbalas HaTorah, or has entitled them to Kabbalas HaTorah, and that schus of bitochin, we ask that reverberates to this day, for us, we too should be able to be zeichet to understand the Torah. The power of bitochin is infinite. Others say that it's not necessarily the nasev and nishma that's bavur avoseinu shebotchu b'cho, but it's the lechtech acharai b'midbor. They followed Moshe Rabbeinu into a midbor. Koyomar Hashem, zocharti lo chesed nuraich. I remember that chesed of your youth, avas klulosoich, that love that you had for me. Lechtech acharai b'midbor be'eretz lo yizorua. You followed me blindly into a midbor. Eretz lo yizorua. There was no planting there. There was nothing there. And you didn't say, how can we go to a mokum tzio v'tzalmoves? What's going to be? How are we going to survive? They followed Moshe Rabbeinu blindly into the midbor. In that schus, in the schus of lech techachrai bamidbor, in the schus of that bitochin in Hashem, that He will provide us, His chesed will continue to provide us, just as it did with the nisim in Mitzrayim and the nisim on the Yamsuf, and with that bitochin that we had, that's how we followed Him into the midbor, and in that schus, ba'avur avoseinu shebotchu b'cho, because they had bitochin in you, you taught them the Torah, you taught them the Chukei Chaim. So either way, whether it's the Lech Tech Acharei Bamidbor that they showed and demonstrated this bitochon, or whether it was the Hikdimu Nase Lenishma, that first they said Nase before they even knew, this was an ultimate statement of bitochon, and that was the schus with which they because of which, v'talamdim chukei chayim, that Hashem taught them the Torah. Very, very encouraging insight into the power of bitochon. The power of their bitochon, following Him to the midbar, saying Naaseh Koyne v'nishma, was enough to bring about the greatest event and the greatest schus in the history of the world of Klal Yisrael, the central event in all of Klal Yisrael, and that is the Matan Torah at Har Sinai, all because of the fact that we demonstrated our bitochon b'Hashem. Okay, but in Avor Abba, we go on. And we say, Ovinu, Ovo, Rachamon, Amrachim, Rachim Aleinu. Many, many repetitions of the fact that it's a Rachmonis. We want Rachmonis that we should know the Torah. V'seim b'libeinu l'ovinu l'haskil. Put in our hearts to understand the Torah and to have wisdom in it. L'shmoya to listen, l'ilmoy to learn, u'lalame to teach. L'shmor v'lasus u'lekaim es kol divrei salmut rasech be'avo. To keep, to guard, and to keep, fulfill all of the words of the Torah with love. We ask Hashem to help us to learn, to help us to understanding, to put in our hearts the understanding of learning, and to be able to keep all of the mitzvahs, to listen, to learn, to teach, and keep all of the mitzvahs be'ahavo, with love. But then we go even further. V'ho'er einenu b'seirosecha, enlighten our eyes in the Torah. That sounds like the Torah should be revealed to us in a way that our eyes are just bulging out with light, with wisdom, with insight, the depths of understanding of the Torah. V'dabek libeinu b'mitzvaysecho. Cling our hearts, let our hearts cling to the mitzvahs. Not just doing the mitzvahs, but with our hearts that are dovuk, that are attached to the mitzvahs, with a passion in our heart to do the mitzvahs. V'yachei levoveinu le'avol yireh shemecho. And unite our hearts. Yichud Halev means levoveinu is, Rashi says, but b'cholavovcha b'yetzer tov b'yetzer hara. Both the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara should be united to love and to fear your name. That's what we ask Hashem for. That this total commitment to learning the Torah and observing the mitzvahs, and then going even further to enlighten our eyes with the Torah, and a dveikus and a passionate connection to the mitzvahs, even beyond just lishmor v'lasos, and finally, avo l'yira eshemecha, to love and to fear the name of Hashem. And we ask Hashem for all of this, and then we say some very strange words. V'lo nevoish. We shouldn't be embarrassed forevermore. Because we trusted in your great and awesome name, your holy and great and awesome name. We should be zeichet to rejoice in your Yeshua, in your salvation. Two questions. Number one, where did we have bitochon? Ki v'shem kodshecho ha'godol v'hanur ha'botochnu. Where's bitochen? Who bitochen? We mentioned at the beginning, b'avur avoseinu shebotchu b'cho. They trusted us, but where's our bitochen? Our bitochen. Ki b'shem kol shor b'tochen. And secondly, the avudrom learns v'lo nevish lo'ilam void, which comes after v'lo yenenu b'surasech v'lad b'nu surasech v'yachel v'veinu. V'lo nevish lo'ilam void is based on the posuk elekai im chofei in tilim elekai b'cho b'tachti alei voisho. He says, my Hashem, my God, I've trusted in you. Do not let me be embarrassed. So it means because we have bitochen. But who mentioned bitochen? Where's the bitochen? The only bitochen we mentioned was their bitochen in being zoich to Kabbalah Satorah. Where did we see our bitochen in any level of having bitochen in order to therefore we say ki b'shem kodesh habatochnu, we trusted in you. Let us rejoice in the Yeshua. Let the Yeshua come. Yeshua, Yeshua is for everything. All b'schus habitochen. Which bitochen? What bitochen? It seems that when we ask Hashem, v'seim b'libeinu lohovinu lahaskil, we want it to be in our heart to understand the Torah. The Torah is not just an academic pursuit. It's a passion of our lives. L'shmoya l'ilmoidu l'lameid. We're going to listen, and we're going to learn, and we're going to teach. Passion to give it over. We're going to keep all of the Torah. Be'avo, we ask Hashem to help us do this. Then we even go further. Enlighten our eyes. Take us to a new level of clarity, of depth, of light, and understanding. Not just lishmor v'lasos. Make our hearts connect with passion to the mitzvahs. Unite our heart that the Yetzirah too is part of Avo Yerushamecha. It's almost like that the Yetzirah will melt away, and the two, the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah, will unite in the love and the fear of Hashem. Because we have bitochon, it seems that when one beseeches Hashem for such a level of commitment to Torah, to learning, that it should be these requests are a statement, a clear-cut statement of bitochon. Why are we requesting such passionate commitment to the mitzvahs? It's okay, we got to do the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are given in Har Sinai, and we have to do it, and we don't want to do an Avera, and we're afraid to start up. And one, but the passion that we ask for, b'seim b'libeinu, put it in our hearts, lohovinu lahaskil, lishmoya lilmodu lame, lishmo v'lasus, v'hoyer v'dabek, v'yachei levoveinu. This speaks to a passionate commitment. We ask Hashem to give us the deepest connective passion for His learning and His mitzvahs. That is the ultimate statement of Bitochem Hashem. Just as when they went into the Midbar, they followed Hashem blindly, trusted Him. Just as when they came to Har Sinai, they said Naaseh, even before they said Nishma. When we already know the Torah, we know what it is, we know a lot of it, but when we beg Hashem to have that Torah connected passionately and permanently to our hearts, to our excitement, to our passion, to our dveikus, to our ava, to our yira, when we ask that, what are we stating in that request? That request says, I trust you. I trust you so much that I want my heart, I want to have the most passionate and lasting connection with you, and a connection that's not passionate is oftentimes not lasting. I want the ultimate passionate connection with your Torah, with your learning, with understanding the learning, and with keeping the mitzvahs, and with loving and fearing you. That states that I trust you. Because if I didn't have such trust in you, why in the world would I request such passion for the mitzvahs, such complete connection to the mitzvahs, such high-level learning of the Torah, such high-level dveikus in the mitzvahs, and ava and yira, that v'yachid v'dat my yetzer, to that such an extent my yetzer aura will unite with the yetzer toiv, all to serve Hashem v'ava v'yira. That can only be that I crave that because of the depth of trust that I have in you. And therefore, just as the Dor HaMidbor trusted Hashem when they said Naaseh V'Nishma, or even when they followed him to get the Torah into the Midbar, we too have an opportunity to trust Hashem. And that trust is, we ask Hashem, I want dveikus, I want learning, I want v'sebili beinu lehovinu lehaskil, I want la'avo le'yira shemecha yachei levoveinu, my heart should be totally full with the Yetzer Hara together with the Yetzer Tov. If a person asks for that, what that person is really saying is, I have such trust in Hashem. And just as the trust in Hashem gave the original Klal Yisrael the Dor Deah, the greatest matona that was ever given in all of human history, the central essence of what Klal Yisrael's life is all about, we too, every day, express that bitochen in Hashem. And that's why after we finish asking for this level of dveikus, we say the sentence, Ki v'shem kodshecha ha'godol v'hanera b'tochnu, because in your holy and great and awesome name we trusted, Nogilo v'nismecho b'shuasecho, we will rejoice, be happy in the Yeshua. That bitochen will bring about the Yeshua. And it seems that is b'shuasecho, meaning the Yeshua. Yeshua Secha, you know, some point out Yeshua Secha, it's Hashem's Yeshua. Because when we need a Yeshua and we're in trouble, he feels in trouble too. Imaynoichi betzora, b'chol tzorosam loitzor. And when we have a Yeshua, it's really his Yeshua too. But not only is it a general Yeshua, because right after that we ask, v'havienu l'sholi me'arba kanfei so'oretz, so'ilichenu k'ymimius li'artzenu. We say, in the schus of that bitochen, we ask for a Yeshua, we ask for the ultimate Yeshua. Bring us, may arba kambus ha'oretz, and bring us upright into our land. Ki kel poel Yeshua yisoto, uvonu v'charu to mikol am v'loshein. Because you are the poel, you are the one who does Yeshua's, and you chose us from every nation and every tongue. And this is really the power that bitochen has. When the Klal Yisrael expressed that bitochen, that was the ultimate schus. And when we express that bitochen in our tefillos of asking Hashem to deepen and deepen and passionate our connection to Torah and mitzvahs, we too are expressing a bitochen b'Hashem. And that bitochen b'Hashem that we're expressing is really a tremendous fulfillment of the purpose of creation. Because as we've quoted many times before, the Vilna Goyen brings in Mishle that the Iker Nesinas HaTorah LiYisrael, who? Kedesh Yosimu B'tchino Hashem. The Iker, the essence, the real main part of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael was to further our bitochen, that we should put bitochen in Hashem. So bitochen is the schus which brought about the Kabbalah HaTorah. Bitochen is the schus based on which we ask Hashem to enhance our Torah knowledge, deepen our Torah knowledge, passionate our Torah knowledge. Let us be passionate about the Torah and about the mitzvahs, because we're asking, we're showing bitochen, and it's the schus which eventually can bring about the Geula Shleima. And I must say that at times like this, when we need such a geula, when we have such tzoras in terms of the illness that's being caused by this virus, by this pandemic, when we have such political upheaval all over in this country more than we've ever seen in anybody's recent memory, when the financial world is up and down and backwards and forwards and no one knows exactly what's going on, and when the level of security in the world is threatened by such awesome enemies, we need to have Hashem's intervention, and we need to strengthen our bitochen, and in the schus of that bitochen, we will have a Yeshua. And we must remember that when we ask Hashem to deepen our connection to the Torah, And when we express the depth of that connection in our passionate and observance of the mitzvahs b'mesiras nefesh, that in itself is the greatest schus, is the greatest expression of bitochen, which can entitle us to a geula, Yeshua's on all levels, and be'ezer Hashem, the geula shleima b'mehirah b'yameinu.
Amen.